Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 20 years he's been hanging out with us. He is an award-winning journalist. He's one of the great copywriters of our time. He's the author of three books, count them, three, on how to be home-based, how to be a charmed quirk. An entrepreneurial quirk of the marketplace, and he makes it look good doing it, and he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always a pleasure hanging with you, especially breaking another new year in.
Yeah, happy new year. Let's have a good one together. What do you think?
Happy new year. Absolutely. Let's. You know, we've been doing it for, what, 19, 20, 20 25,
over 20.
30 years, something
over
like 20. That?
We're coming up on your 21st anniversary later this year.
Keep on keeping on.
It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it?
I wake up on these mornings and I jump out of bed.
Pinch
I wake
yourself.
Up at like 3 a.m. Come on.
Can't get over.
Call me. Why won't they call already?
Hey, Jeffrey. So we got a new year. The promise of a new year. It's shiny and new. We haven't corrupted it yet. How should we get started?
In my business, in my home office, I started with, I look back on what we did right. I look ahead on what I want to do right. But you know what? I call it a resolution-free new year. I'm not into promises that, because it's, you know, between whether it's, you know, diet, exercise, making sure I keep my weight and my health, you know, these are almost designed. I don't know who came up with resolutions. Was it the holiday card industry?
Someone's mother. I think it was someone's Jewish mother, Jeffrey.
You know,
doesn't it sound like something a Jewish mother would do?
You don't
guilt,
see me enough.
Guilt on
come
you.
On, come see me. Yeah, exactly. So we do these, but they're almost, I don't want to say destined to fail, but, you know, Stephen Covey, the author of Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
We know him
people,
well around here. We knew him well,
He coined the phrase, at least I believe it was Mr. Covey, who coined the concept that it takes 21 days to make a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do something for 21 days, in all likelihood, it'll become habit formed in your life. And
but if you don't,
but the
reciprocal of that, if you don't, it won't.
It won't. And
yeah,
so, I mean, many of us 21 days from now will even remember some resolution
mm-hmm.
we made?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in your newsletter you put out every week, you say, write this on a rock at the end of the newsletter. How many of us write it on a rock? How many of us truly take the effort to remember, to write down, much less even remember or try to remember, you know, what it is we've resolved to do better, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's in business and life and relationships, et cetera. So just do. You know,
well,
if you think about it,
Jeffrey, of course, for you and me, you know, it works not doing resolutions because we're already, as the old Mac Davis song went, you know, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. But for regular folks out there, the thing that I think we should all remember is that whatever it is that you're resolving about is a binary situation. It's a pendulum. It's a paradox. And by that, I mean,
right.
The thing that you want, that you're resolving to do, is on one side. And by definition, it's the opposite. It's the protagonist of the
right.
other side of the swing of the binary. That's the thing that you want to get rid of. And
right.
and to me, the issue is, do I want this other thing more than I'm willing to give up? The other, you know, what I want to leave behind, am I willing to take the effort to get that? Do I want that much? And gaining weight is, to me, is a perfect example on with the weight thing. You know, I lost a bunch of weight in the last 6 months because I wanted to be thinner more than I wanted the food that was making me not be thin.
Right. And
but guess what? Until I wanted that, it wasn't going to happen.
Right. And it's hard. And look, you did that. And what month did you start?
August 1st.
Yeah. Okay. It was that you could say it was a new year, a new page in Jim's life, but you didn't take January 1 to make it happen.
Mm-mm, no.
You know, resolutions aren't necessarily something you got to wait till January 1. I mean, sure, it's great to think about it.
That's a really important point.
I think the bigger thing is give it the thought, but it doesn't have to be January 1. It could be, you know, it could be August, you know, 22nd, and something went right, something went wrong, something clicked in your mind, and you say, I've got to make a change. I've got to do better. I lost a client.
Has nothing to do with a calendar. Has nothing to do with a calendar.
It has nothing to do with the calendar. Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. Because if there's something that you know that is dysfunctional in your life, your personal life or your business or your health or whatever, if you are willing to say, I'll wait till January 1st and it'll be my next resolution, then you're just fooling yourself. You're not really committed to this. You know, the thing that you're lamenting about is not as hateful to you as enough yet, at least, for you to get rid of it. Like not being profitable or not firing a customer that won't let you make a profit. You know, sometimes you got to get up on your hind legs. And I love what you just said about don't wait on the calendar. If it's wrong, fix it.
Fix it in the moment and whatever it is. And so, and
do it. And back to our old late friend, Stephen Covey, do it for 21 days.
Right. Make it part of your life.
Yeah.
Make it part of what you do.
I have a supplement that I take that helps me. And it's a natural supplement, and it really has benefits for me. But I learned that I didn't know any benefit from it for 6 weeks. I had to take it every day for 6 weeks. And when I tell people about it, I tell them, now you've got to stick with this for 6 weeks or it won't be worth it. And not
right.
too many people will
right.
do that, you know?
Yep, absolutely. You know, you got to make that commitment. To your point, when it's not paying dividends in your mind, it's not. You can't see it, feel it, notice it.
Right.
It's not paying dividends yet.
Because you want the thing on the other side more
right.
than the thing that you're trying to get rid of. That's the thing, and whatever that may be in your life. Jeffrey Zabar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, Roadshow Mojo. Is that
Road Trip Mojo.
Road Trip Mojo. I always forget that one. All those different places.
Good.
And he's all over social media, folks. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.